Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Tonight's message is based on the reading, and I'm going to actually work our way through the entire reading here in my brief message here this evening, so you might want to keep that handy as I make reference to the verses. Dear friends, there's a big difference between being put on the standby list and having a ticket to ride in hand. Have you ever been put on that standby list? Yeah, not fun. Back in 2010, Alicia and I were put on the standby list when we were trying to catch a flight from Barcelona back to the United States. Boy, we arrived on time. That was good. And when we arrived to the airport, we were pretty positive about how it was going to go. Alicia's fluent in Spanish, so we figured up she's going to be able to navigate us through all the difficulties that might come our way. No problem at all. Got up to the ticket counter, and there was an agent behind the counter, and he was going to give us our ticket to get on the flight and so forth. And we realized that he would not speak Spanish with us. He would only speak Catalan, kind of a dialect in the northwestern part of Spain. And he probably could have spoken Spanish, probably knew English too, but he just wouldn't do it. So there we were for 15 minutes, kind of trying to use all sorts of words that we could come up with. I probably made up languages, I don't know. And sign language. And after a long period of time, finally he was able to communicate back with us. I have to inform you, I have to inform you that you've missed your flight. You're not going to be able to get back to the United States. I'm going to put you on the standby list. The standby list! You get put on that list, the heart rate starts to beat a little faster. Begin to pace the halls of the airport terminal, and you begin to think dire things about your future and how it might not be so nice to sleep in the airport terminal that particular night. As we were heading out of the airport, we looked around and we saw other people there, one person sipping coffee, looking out into the distance. Another person looked to be looking at their phone, looking at the pictures that they had just taken of Barcelona. Other people just relaxed, enjoying their time. They were relaxed. Why? Probably because they had a ticket to ride. There's a difference between being put on the standby list and having a ticket to ride. Dear friends, I've got good news to share with you tonight. You are not on the standby list spiritually. You've got a ticket to ride. Now, we're going to talk about that tonight. I think it was the Beatles that may have coined that term. That's something to Google. Where's Carol Gutbrod? You can Google that right now and tell me if they were the ones that coined that term. But this is what Paul is communicating in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. It's really what this little text was. When you're hearing it, you might have scratched your head and saying, what exactly is he talking about? He's really saying this. You've got a ticket to ride. And he does it with four words that all start with the letter R that I'm going to highlight here in this little text here. The first word is this, return, R, return. We pick that up in verses 14 through 16 when it talks about Jesus' return. I'll go ahead and read the verses again. Paul says this, for since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command. So this text is talking about how the Lord will descend and come back. The Lord will return. Now, what's at issue here in this text is really the thought that the Thessalonians were a little bit worried about their departure from this earth. Even more so, you see, they were actually worried about their loved ones who had died, and they just didn't know what would happen to them. Paul is telling these Thessalonians that they're just nothing more than just asleep. They're asleep. Now, they've died, and in their death, their bodies have stayed here on earth for sure, and their souls have gone to heaven, but the souls are asleep. But they won't be asleep forever, because Jesus is returning, and they will awaken, and they will be with Jesus. Now, the good news here about this text for each one of us is that we can count on Jesus returning for us. We've got a ticket to ride. And if you've died in Jesus, if you've died in the faith, you've got a ticket to ride. It's in your hand. The second R to highlight here from Paul's little writing here is R for resurrection. If you look at verse 16, the latter half of verse 16, it says this. So Jesus comes. Then it says, the dead in Christ will rise first. Resurrection. You know, it's really interesting to compare Christianity and contrast it, I suppose, to a lot of different teachers and philosophies in the world about death and resurrection. Here's some different thoughts about death that are out there. Aristotle said this, death is the end. Does that sound inspiring? Anyone sign up for that? All right. Jean-Paul Sartre, a French philosopher, said that death takes away the meaning of life. Anyone excited about that one? Not so much, I don't think.